Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
I am Marshall Brain with today's question. Why do they include jokers in a deck of playing cards? Jokers are one of those funny things. Many decks don't have jokers, and in most cases you can lose the jokers and it doesn't matter. So why include them? And while we're on the topic, where did any of the cards in the deck come from? Why are there 52 cards with 4 suits and 13 cards to a suit? According to Britannica.com, the 52-card deck that we use today is a modification of part of the standard Tarot deck made up of the Major Arcana and the Minor Arcana, minus the Knight cards. Probably around the 15th century, the deck started settling into the modern form that we know today. The Joker, however, did not appear until sometime around the 1860s. At that time, the game of Euchre was extremely popular. It was later unseated by Bridge. In Euchre, under the British rules, there is a card known as the Imperial Bower, or Best Bower, that trumps all the other cards. Decks of cards began to include a special Imperial Bower card, and it later morphed into the Joker card that we know today.
Be sure to check out our new video podcast, Stuff from the Future. Join HowStuffWorks staff as we explore the most promising and perplexing possibilities of tomorrow. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.